It's 11 o'clock and now World on Three with Mary-Anne Kennedy.
Thanks very much, Jonathan. As you know, I'm just in the door, having nipped across town from the Westminster Quaker Meeting House and a beautiful, intimate gig by tonight's guests, English folk singer Sam Lee and friends. But getting here in time has me all hyped, so this is where we start with another epic mail. The wonderful Finnish fiddler Esko Järvelä and his epic male band. I think you only get away with that name if you have your Finnish tongue firmly in your cheek. That was the title track from the brand new album Rye Groove, the second release in as many years from a project that seems to have occupied all of Esko's creative, physical and emotional energies, and his wife Pilvi's infinite patience as well, apparently, in his eagerness to get all his ideas out there. I love their unbridled unbridled energy and their ability to play with tradition with a kind of wildness that really only comes from being right in at the roots. Welcome to World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy. The same goes in quite a different way with tonight's guest, Sam Lee, as I've just seen, is just off the stage and followed the same path as I took, headed for Broadcasting House and just in the door up here in Studio 80A to join us from the launch of his new album, The Fade in Time, a journey through the British Isles in search of traveller songs and singers, a music source so very close to Sam's own heart with his apprenticeship to the late, great Stanley Robertson. And indeed, that family connection goes back and forward a generation tonight with one of Sam's singer guests and with Sam's heritage track. And with attention on the South Pacific and last week's devastating Cyclone Pam, our World Music Archive track comes from the Solomon Islands, which was hit by the storm but escaped the terrible damage inflicted on neighbouring Vanuatu. And we'll start out east with another track from Ian Brennan's collection of recordings out on Glitterbeat to mark the 40th anniversary of the Vietnam War, or the American War, as it's still called in Vietnam. Ian travelled round the country to meet and record elder musicians and singers whose connections with and recollections of the war are still vivid. This first song is performed by Nguyen Quoc Hung, full of love for departed parents, and followed by a song of exile and longing to return with Vo Thuan Minh on guitar and vocals.
Yeah.
Listening to Mary-Ann Kennedy and World on Three. That was Angélique Kidjo, the Beninoise singer, you might say, has taken on Miriam Makeba's mantle as a modern-day Mama Africa from her upcoming release of orchestral treatments of some of her best-loved songs. That was Kekele, originally from her 2010 album Oyo and backed there by the Orchestra Philharmonique de Luxembourg. Although you remember also that she performed these songs live at Celtic Connections with the wonderful Royal Scottish National Orchestra, and there are many other highlights from that festival, including the guests we had on World on Three, still available to watch on the BBC's Celtic Connections pages. Before Angélique was Ian Brennan's Hanoi Masters collection, and it's to another of his musical adventures we turn now, and an album that sees him return to Malawi, home of the Malawi Mouse Boys, another of his recent highly successful international introductions. And like the Mouse Boys, whose particular brand of open-hearted gospel comes with a background of hardship and deprivation, this new release has an equally difficult backstory. Recorded in a hugely overcrowded maximum security facility in Malawi, the Zomba Prison Project captures a world of incarceration with little prospect of release for so many prisoners who have no means of paying for their own defence. It is a world, though, where music is made, and often by prisoners alongside prison officers. This is Stefano Nairenda and the song Women Today Take Care of Business. The women prisoners, by the way, often end up there with their children locked up alongside them.
Ina gumakala masaluni gumangana masisi mamuna aligone. Ina gumakala misiga gugulisa nyezi mamuna aligone. Ina gumakala misiga gugulisa nyezi mamuna aligone. Kwa mahazi bambo kugaja kwa jela bao. Kwa mahazi bambo kugaja kwa jela bao. Bonongwe, bonongo gaja gugoma, bonongwe, bonongo gaja gugoma, bonongwe, bonongo gaja gugoma. Hazima iya lelo kutaka taka mamuna aligone. Azimai alelo kutakataka mamuna alikone Hena kumabeda kumakanga kukawoda mbatata mamuna alikone Hena kumabeda kulisulu kukawoda tomato mamuna alikone Hena kumabeda kulisulu kukawoda tomato mamuna alikone Koma hazibambo kukaja kwa jela bao mamuna alikone Bonongwe Bonongo kaja kukoma Bonongwe Bonongo kaja kukoma Bonongwe Bonongo kaja kukoma Ena kumapita kulisulu kukaoda anyezi mamuna alikone Ena kumapita kulisulu kukaoda anyezi mamuna alikone Koma hazibambo kukaja kwa chela bao muna alikone Koma hazibambo kukaja kwa chela bao muna alikone Bonongwe Bonongo kaja kukoma Bonongwe Bonongo kaja kukoma
Women today take care of business from Ian Brennan's Zomba Prison Project, and part of the profits from this recording is being invested in helping some prisoners mount a defence or secure a rehearing, with two already having secured their release after being falsely imprisoned. Well, as I think you can probably hear just in the background, our session guests here on World on Three, Sam Lee and friends, have just arrived from their gig across town and they're busy getting set up. So while those last minute preparations are underway, let's look ahead to next week's show with Lopa Katari and another Don't Miss session there with two of the Buena Vista Social Club's stars, Omara Portuondo and Eliades Ochoa, in the studio. Currently on the Adios farewell tour for the Cuban music sensation that made the mainstream nearly 20 years ago now. They also have a new album out of recordings from the original Havana sessions and solo albums and from live gigs over the past two decades. So let's hear what is in store from the lady herself, Omara Portuondo, and Tiene Sabor.
Preciosos palmares, se oyen los tiernos cantares que salen de tu voz. Que cantar me vieron, uno a otro se dijeron, esta nena no es de aquí, y yo, que nunca me escondo, les dije de buena gana, soy Omara Portuondo de Cayo Hueso.
Sabor y nada más. Tiene sabor, sabor,
preciosos palmares, se oyen los tiernos cantares que salen de tu bohío.
Rirola la rirola la
rirola la rirola la 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 lero la 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 lero la la la.
Oriamo bisolina moce galanta, oriamo bisolina moce galanta, capata vaie rumeni e rumeni bobanta, capata vaie rumeni e lonta, mo vaie lonta, mo vaie lonta, capata vaie rumeni e lonta. Zito garo fetto ti canta, che mia zito garo fetto ti canta. Buda di primavera, na buda di primavera, buda di primavera, va vedonta, mo va vedonta, mo va vedonta, buda di primavera, va vedonta. E fosse canonò de cacrono fanta, se fosse canonò de cacrono fanta, scendesa siamo mai, scendesa siamo qua, scendesa siamo mai, se canononta, se canononta, se canononta, scendesa siamo mai, se canononta.
Canzoniere Grecanico Salentina, the wonderful band from the very south of Italy, from their current album. And you can watch a live set from them on World on Three from that Celtic Connection site I was mentioning, the bbc.co.uk/Celtic Connections site, with a set from back in January. Before that was Amara Portuondo from Buena Vista Lost and Found, and she will be right here in the studio next Friday night on World on Three with Lopa Katari. You're listening to me, Marianne Kennedy, where my guests tonight are just about ready, having hoofed it in a hurry straight from their album launch gig across town tonight. Sam Lee is in celebratory mode with The Fade in Time, a wonderful gathering of songs and singers from the traveller traditions. I was at the gig, or at least the first half. I had to sneak off to make the beginning of this show here. But Sam, a wonderful night.
Oh, it's so glad you could come. Thank you, Mary.
And Ed, a real kind of oasis of calm and no PA, no lighting, just one very simple room and a huge crowd in amongst all the glitz of theatre land around you in Covent Garden there.
Yeah, we were a little kind of, I'm not sure, with a diamond in the dust or with a bit of dust amongst the diamonds.
Tell us a little bit about the gathering of friends that you had in there singing with you tonight.
Well, it was a very special one because the album has been sourced. The songs have come from some wonderful singers, Romani gypsies and Irish and Scottish travellers. And I was very lucky that singers from each of those communities, Frieda Black and Tony Robertson and Thomas McCarthy, were present at the launch to sing the songs as the tradition has heard them forever, and give the audience a bit of an insight into how these songs start off before I get my hands on them.
And you were very quick to point out at the beginning of the gig tonight that for you it's really important to put the traditions forward as something that is very much part of a living tradition.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not a dusty book or an aspic, you know, jar of ancient preserved music. It's very much alive, and as Marla said, it's about tending the flame and not worshipping the ashes. And you know, there are many flames keeping the tradition going, and they need to be celebrated.
Well, we're going to hear from yourselves and the band a little later on. Mm-hmm. There's a bit of setting up still to do. We're very impressed that you made it here in time. Thank you for making the effort.
I came on my bicycle, that's why. They're all in cabs stuck in traffic.
And you beat them.
I did, yeah.
While all of that is getting set up, it'd be nice to actually set the scene and do just as happened with the gig over in the meeting house. We're going to have the band later on, but perhaps to start off with one of the singers and the solo songs, just unadorned in all its glory.
Yeah. Well, can I introduce Frieda here?
Do please.
Frieda Black I met about 5 years ago. She's come up here with her family who are in the room together. And Frieda's, you're 87 years old. Where were you born, Frieda?
Christmas Day. 25th of December, 1927.
Wow. Down in Somerset, is that right?
That's right.
And you're a singer. How many songs have I recorded off you now?
Well, I never kept a count from Sammy. You did.
Well, I am the count on counting.
Yeah.
I must have recorded about 100-plus songs from you.
Some is short and some is what my grandfather and my father-in-law... My father-in-law was Irish. And he was a beautiful singer, and he used to help sing all these old songs. And also my dad and grandfather, the family right the way back. And I learned them off of my parents.
And round the campfires.
Yes, round the campfire singing. Sing one at a time around the campfire.
Now, I know that one of the songs that you had in part from Frieda is one of the ones you'll be playing later on, The Bonnie Bunch of Roses. Do you think we could have just a little of that song from Frieda, from yourself? That would be really lovely.
Yeah. What do you want me to sing again? What now?
Yeah, The Bonnie Bunch of Roses.
I've got to sing that again. Yeah. I've got to start again. Yeah. I told you to be with me and tell me, didn't I? Sorry about that. There a young man sits on his mother's knee, And he gripped his mother by the hand, saying, "Mother, I'll rise in the morning and I'll soon be able to command. Son, don't talk servant of sin, because England is the heart of old. That's from Ireland and through Scotland, and the universe never have been broke. So, son, you think of your father, who lays in St. Helena where his body lie low. You means to follow after, so beware of the bunny bunch of roses, though. So when he got near old Moscow town, he was overpowered by the grieving snow. And Moscow were a-blazing, so he lost all his bunny bunch of roses, though."
Beautiful. Frida, thank you so much. I think I would love to be an octogenarian with enough energy to do two gigs in the one night. We're very glad that yourself and Tony have joined Sam for the session tonight. And I know that we're going to hear the song later on again with Sam, and that you were keeping a very close eye on what he was doing in the second half of the gig tonight. And
you've learnt quite a few of the songs.
And changing some of them and putting his own twist on things and absorbing things from,
He's done very well.
Well, I've learned a bit from Frida Black and a bit from World on Three, actually. There's a kind of influences from both.
Excellent. Well, we'll hear a little bit more about that later on. Thank you so much. Do stay with us and we'll let you get all sorted out for the session a little later on. Well, since we're in the realms of late night live music, now would be a good point to play this track from Indian slide guitarist Debashish Bhattacharya. It's from a new solo album on Riverboat Records, highlighting the Indian musical tradition of writing music for specific times of the day. Played on the chaturangi, a Hindustani hybrid instrument which melds the slide guitar with the ancestor of the sitar, the veena. This raga is rather appropriate. It's a celebratory concert, Mehel Jashan, and it's written for just this time of night. Thank you. Debashish Bhattacharya from his new album Slide Guitar Ragas from Dusk Till Dawn, although I'm not sure there's a raga in there for a solar eclipse. This is Mary-Anne Kennedy and World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3, which will in just a few weeks' time be the place to hear the big reveal on this year's Songlines Magazine Awards. The shortlists are just out for the four main awards: Best Artist, Group, Cross-Cultural Collaboration and Newcomer. And in that last category are four very different acts: the elegant Anatolian singer-songwriter Olcay Bayer, Noiza, another young singer from the volcanic island of Fogo in Cape Verde, Irish supergroup and unashamedly one of my personal favourites, The Gloaming, and these guys, Eno Williams and the Ibibio Sound System, with a London dance sound built around her southeastern Nigerian roots. Here they are with Nya Fehe, I'm Running. I'm Running from Ibibio Sound Machine, in the running for Newcomer of the Year in the Songlines Music Awards, and the final selections will be announced in the May edition of the magazine and right here on World on 3. Next up, we have Senegalese singer Cheikh Lo, a devotee of the Sufi Baifal faith. He returns with a new album out in June. It's called Babalu, and a three-track EP preview is out on Monday. And we're going to hear the title track of that EP just now, Degui, with guest contributions from Brazil's Flavia Coelho and French accordionist Fixi, who we encountered most recently on this programme in a wonderful collaboration playing with veteran reggae star Winston Macanuff.
now the gun and huma. Nimuri bala no wa kantu pi. Te chuplu chitta kiki de kala.
Shake Low, and that EP preview to the full album is out on Monday. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3, and our band are ready for their Seconds Out Run 2 instalment for this evening. Sam Lee and friends, fresh from the launch of the new album earlier on tonight at the Meeting House over in Covent Garden. And the first full band number we're going to hear from them is one of the centrepieces of their set, learned from the Cornish Gypsy Romany Birch family, with additional elements from the wonderful Frida Black, who we heard a little earlier on. The song of a woman abused by her golden-eyed man, with the end result of her ultimate downfall.
Oh, beyond this hill, there is an old house where my true love goes and sits himself down. Takes another fresh girl on his knee, and don't you think that a grief, a grief, and I'll tell you for why. Because he has more golden eyes. Gold may glitter and silver will shine, and all her beauty and I wish that my baby was born and sit smiling on his own daddy's knee. Me, myself, wrapped up in cold clay, and the green grass growing. Heard people say it grows by night and it fades by day.
And if I could that flower find, it would cure my heart and would ease my mind. So across the field, that poor girl she ran. She was gathering flowers just as they sprung. Some she picked, some she pulled, until she gathered her apronful, her apronful. Her bed, she put a snow white pillow under her head, and she lay down and she closed her eyes, she closed her eyes to rise, she closed her eyes.
Sam Lee and Friends and Over Yonder's Hill, a live version of one of the songs that appears on their new album, The Fade In Time. And Sam, for folks that perhaps haven't encountered your music before now, remind us of what that connection is for yourself with the Traveller songs and singers.
Well, the Travellers are certainly the last people in the British Isles to really still be singing the songs and have them alive within the oral tradition. They also have an amazing melodic approach. The Gypsies have that Eastern modalities. The Scots Travellers have these wonderful lilting journeys within their melodies, but a deep passion in the way they sing that's so very un-English in some ways. It's so expressive and so vital. And that's certainly what attracted me immediately to the singing, but also the people behind are so wonderful, such characters that for me it's important to shine the light on them as much as their songs.
And you actually apprenticed yourself to one of the singers, one of the greats.
Yeah, to Stanley Robertson, one of your lot.
And you have one of his lot with you this evening. Indeed. You have Anthony Robertson joining us in the studio here, sitting, making sure that everything is going as it should in the corner. We'll maybe get a song from Tony later on. That looks very positive. what was it that having that particular kind of relationship allowed you to learn from Stanley, to identify as an apprenticeship?
Well, many things, really. The deep connection that the songs have to their ancestry, the family, the culture, the land, so importantly, part of, you know, the initial initiation that I had with Stanley was about being taken on the old road of Lumphanan, the kind of spiritual highway, and being shown the places where the families had camped for generations and how those songs and the stories are so connected to the landscape and the history, and they're real keepers of that old lore, knowledge of the histories that goes back centuries and centuries that they've passed down. And so learning about that whole culture, the language, what the relationship the singing is for them. And I'd never kind of, I was a young singer, I didn't know what singing songs meant, and here were people who were singing for their lives, for survival, for expression.
We heard those of us that were fortunate to be at the gig earlier this evening. It's hard to get your head round this concept of, you were saying, hundreds of years, but one of the songs that Anthony was singing, it goes back to the 12th century. Mm-hmm. So it really is a timeline that is constant and takes us so far back, beyond what's kind of easy to get your head round.
Yeah, I mean, it is a little bit like time travelling in some ways. You know, it comes forward so like a concertina. Suddenly the ancient world is present, and you see how closely connected we are to those, to that generation.
And you have influences coming into the album treatment of these songs that isn't just it's not English folk, it's not travellers, it's from all, it's very, very travelled music in some respects.
Well, indeed, it starts off as an unaccompanied tradition, so what happens next is really up to anybody. And it's probably my diet of World on Three and Lake Junction that has meant there's some pretty kind of out of the norm and eccentric interpretations that we've all kind of put together. I think that all of us musicians here have quite varied diets.
Well, we're quite happy to take some of the credit for that tonight. Let's have another song from you guys just now. I think you're going to give us Air Dog.
With pleasure, yeah.
I'll take my dog, my air gun too, and I will take a ramble, for I will ramble for my Lord too, just to see what I can find, oh. And I had not gone two fields from home before up jumped a heron, and up she jumped, and away did run straight into my plantation. And I had not gone three fields from home before up jumped another, and up she jumped, and away did run. My dog made her squeal, madam. Get a little rain. I'd have all along the road. And I sold him for a crown on a Saturday. Give me all a crown of brains if I them 60.
Air Dog, the dichotomy of humankind's relationship with nature. Sam Lee's interpretation of the song, originally collected from the Smiths of Gloucestershire, and more of the Gypsy songs celebrated in his new album, The Fade in Time, later on tonight's World on Three. Thanks to all of you who've been tweeting in to say how much you've been enjoying the songs so far. Remember too, you can also download the session as a podcast at the beginning of the week coming, and any music that takes your fancy you can keep track of and enjoy again via the BBC Playlister service. You're listening to Mary-Anne Kennedy and World on Three, with some classic material still to come, with Sam's heritage track and our world music archive from the Solomon Islands. But amidst the new releases, we have a young band who met first, at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland on the Scottish Music Degree course. This is their second album, At Dawn of Day, which takes its name from a Gaelic song, Y Fadhain Wá, attributed to Mary Nian Alstadhuay, Mary MacLeod, one of the greatest poets of the 17th century, persecuted in her day for daring as a woman to write most beautiful classical verse.
Por la vida de Ranes de Bohemio, estoy Buenos Aires, San Clau en París, cubierto de mana, bandeado de apremios, te evoco desde el lejano país. Con este ejemplo la nieve que cae planetamente desde mi ventana que da al bulevar, las luces rojizas con tono muriente parecen pupilas de extraño mirar. Lejano Buenos Aires, qué lindo que has de estar, ya van para 10 años que me viste zarpar, aquí en este mormar de favor sentimental, yo siento que el recuerdo me clava su puñal. ¿Cómo habrá cambiado tu calle Corrientes? Soy Pacha Esmeralda, tú mismo arrabal. Alguien me ha contado que está floreciente y un juego de calle se da en diagonal. No sabes las ganas que tengo de verte. Aquí estoy varado sin plata y sin fe. ¿Quién sabe una noche me encane la muerte? Y chao, Buenos Aires, no te vuelvo a ver. Lejano Buenos Aires, qué lindo que has de estar, ya van para 10 años que me viste a remar, aquí en este mormar de favor sentimental. Yo siento que el recuerdo me clava a su puñal.
Thank you.
Well, the observant among you will have worked out that that first track wasn't Ainsley Hamel and Baralua. It was, in fact, Carlos Gardel, a French Artinian tango legend whose height of fame was in the inter-world war years in Belle Epoque, Buenos Aires. There's a new selection of vintage performances, some of them almost a century old, brought together and remastered for part of the Rough Guide series as a tribute to the king of tango. And another member of a particularly ill-fated club of talented musicians, joining the likes of Stan Rogers, Glenn Miller and the rest, who died too young in an air crash. That was Anclau in Paris, anchored in Paris, written by tango poet Enrique Cadicamo and sent from the French capital to Gardel back in Argentina, evoking both the man and Buenos Aires, the city, as a South American reflection of Paris at the time. And after that was Mano de Lago, the best known exponent of the steel instrument, the hang, and that was Down to the Summit. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on Three, and we have Sam Lee and friends in session here tonight in Broadcasting House. And Sam's back with, we mentioned Anthony Robertson. Tony has come forward to the microphone now, and one of the things that I loved, Tony, about watching the gig earlier, where the three of you held court in the first half of the evening, was that that you were telling stories as much as you were singing songs.
I'm by nature a storyteller. In fact, I'm on the Scottish Storytelling Archive. My father was probably regarded as one of the best storytellers in the country and wrote a number of books. All of the ballads are stories set to music, and we always learn the narrative behind the songs before we learn the songs. Otherwise, no point in learning a song if you know nothing of it. No point in learning a song unless you go to the location where the song took place. And Sam and I were out just last week, or the week before, doing that very thing. It's important to get a feeling for an area, a feeling for a song, just a feeling for what the whole thing's about, and learn the history behind it, learn the setting. Who was on the throne at the time? What was the social situation at the time? And to learn all these things and then contextualise your ballad within that framework was always what I intended to do. So I became a historian as well as a ballad singer and a storyteller.
Now, you will have observed Sam with your dad when he was learning the songs and as you say, the whole package, everything that went with it. And the traveller community are... to some extent set apart from the settled community, a different way of life, a different outlook on the world. How was it to watch somebody coming in, and you'll have had many people over the years coming in looking to share in these songs and these traditions. How is it when you see somebody from the outside coming in with the respect that Sam would accord to your particular world?
Okay, I was never... although my father was the last of his generation to be actually on the road, I was brought up in a house. But my father, every opportunity availed, would take us out into the countryside and show us where he was born and brought up. We knew all the family, all the extended family. I had so many relatives, it was incredible. All of them seemed to be singers, storytellers, accordionists, pipers. It was a family full of music. People coming from the outside, the first I remember was Hamish Henderson back in the 60s and 70s, and he was such a frequent visitor of the house. We thought nothing of having microphones shoved up our noses and asked his bairns to sing songs. We never knew the Baba Black Sheeps of this world. I remember 5 years old being on stage with Auntie Jeannie singing The Burning of a Hindoon, which is a major, very short ballad, but a major war ballad. And for a wee child to sing that, you don't know what you're singing. You just learn the song when you're 2 or 3 years old, you get put on a stage to sing it. It's fantastic.
Now, Sam, we know of you as in all sorts of guises, as impresario, promoter, fashion model, all sorts of things, survivalist. Well, there's the one Vogue spread, I suppose. But in terms of as a recording artist, the first album had a huge amount of success and the Mercury Prize nomination. This second one is crowdfunded. Is that a practical approach, or was it a part of a kind of broader philosophy on how you include people in the process of the songs?
I like your interpretation of it. Yes, it is very much it works as good promotion for the album, but actually making albums is not cheap, and I've completely self-funded the record, so it got to kind of the bit at the end of it where actually I needed help, and it's a really good way to ask for it. I mean, some artists are not very good at going, support me. People want to support, and it's wonderful seeing how many people step forward and gave money, small amounts, large amounts, and it's helped float the whole, get the album out and, make our efforts worthwhile. But it's been a wonderful journey, and the musicians here have been part of the creative process, and
Well, we'll encounter the band again in a little mm-hmm. while, but Tony, I think we have to have a song from you.
Okay, I'll sing one I sang earlier in the evening. It's always a favourite of mine. I learned it again as a child when I was about 3, 4, 5 years old. It's a fragment of a much longer song. I won't sing the longer song, The Lass of Loch Royal, but I'll sing the fragment known as Lord Gregory. For I will build a bonny boat, and I will sail the sea, and I will come to Lord Gregory, since he canna come to me. So row the boat, ye mariners, and bring me to the land. For I am weak and cold this night, and the salt sea aches my bones. Mark, mark is the midnight hour, and wild the winds they blow. A woeful wanderer seeks thy tower. Lord Gregory, open the door. An exile frae my father's enough for love o' thee. At least some pity on me show, if love it done be. I fain remember Lord Gregory by Irvine's bonny side. When ye first ta'en my virgin love, that long I hae denied. How often thou did pledge and vow that thou would aye be mine, and mine in heart. It sell say true, it ne'er mistrusted thine. Hard is thy heart, Lord Gregory, and flinty is thy breast. The stars, O heaven, that flashes by, look down and grant me rest. Ye mastering angels from above, your willing victim see. But spare and pardon my false love, he wrongs to heaven in me.
Thanks so much, Tony Robertson, for that version of Lord Gregory, a unique session taking place tonight here in Broadcasting House, a kind of extension of the album launch of Sam Lee's The Fade in Time. And actually, it just feels like having pals round at your house and sharing songs. It's fantastic. We should do this more often. After 1 o'clock, maybe. Well, the online treasures of Radio 3 include 14 years and counting of world music, live location recordings from all around the globe. And tonight's choice comes from one of the island nations battered by last week's South Pacific cyclone. The Solomon Islands were fortunate, however, to escape the worst of the ocean storm, unlike their near neighbours in Vanuatu. Well, back in 2011, Radio 3 visited the Baruku Bamboo Band of Ugele in the capital Honiara, where the island's giant rainforest bamboo trees are used to create a huge base that underpins their songs.
Oh,
Mekla Tadero filtering her Ethiopian roots through the filter of the burgeoning San Francisco art scene. That was the title track from her new album We Are Alive, out on the Six Degrees label. Before that was the Baruku Bamboo Band from the Solomon Islands. You're listening to World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy, where my guests are Sam Lee and friends. And Sam, you've been listening to the playlist for tonight's programme, and we seem to have landed on some rather perfect selections coming around your album there.
It's incredible. So the lead track on the album Johnny the Brine, which learnt from Tony's family, the Robertsons, was this kind of sound inspiration from it came from our obsession with Cantinare Greconico Salentino, I can say their name, one of my favourite bands. But also I've been listening lots to bamboo bands, wonderful with their sandals on the back of the bamboos. Great YouTube clips of them as well. And just those two and Josh there playing on plastic versions created the soundscape with trumpets for Johnny the Brine.
Well, it's genuinely serendipity, but that means it was meant to be, I'm fairly certain. And just mentioning Tony's family there, we've got your heritage track. And we should say as well that if people want to know more about the stories and the background and the whole history, there is a great opportunity as part of this series of various different gigs that you have over the weekend for the album.
Yeah, well, through the Song Collectors Collective, which is the song collecting project I've set up, this weekend is the annual gathering, and we have Tony and Frida, who we had earlier, and Thomas McCarthy, the Irish traveller, tomorrow, telling their entire life stories and singing, going deep into the songs, 1 p.m. in Stoke Newington Old Church in North London. And then on Sunday we have Lucy Duran and Shirley Collins and Alistair Anderson, and they're coming to talk or do ethnographic explorations in the roots of song collecting. And yeah,
that's enough to have me staying down in London for the whole weekend. But mentioning the Robertsons as a family, I suppose for you, you could only pick a heritage track from one particular direction.
Yeah. And really one of the greatest recorded voices there ever was, and Lomax's recording of Jeannie Robertson here.
Who was Stanley's auntie.
That's
and
right.
Tony's great auntie. Let's listen just now then to one of the great songs from a great singer, Queen Among the Heather.
For it's up away, and a lonely glen, it was shed by many a lofty mountain, for it be known to the busy hands of men, it be in the first day that I went out a-huntin'. For it's been to me a happy day, the day I spied my roving fancy. Her gown was green, her body yet been long and slender, where cast down loose and her will far face. It has of times made my heart to wander, for it's I've been to balls where they were bust I and brought, and it's I've been so far as Bullweather, and the amongst the heather. Says I, my lass, will you come with me and sleep with me in a bed of feathers? I'll give you silks and scarlets that will make you shine, and leave all your mares amongst the heather. She said, my lad, you're very fair. I really think you're awful sporting, for it's you been the son of a and me but a poor humble shepherd's daughter. But it's her I sought, and it's her I got, and it's her I really intend to marry. Fare you well, fare you well, to your heathery hells. Fare you well, fare you well, my song, it is ended.
The great Jeannie Robertson and Queen Among the Heather, recorded by the legendary collector Alan Lomax, Sam Lee's heritage track here on World on Three, right back from the early 50s to the very early years of the School of Scottish Studies, and what a wealth is now preserved in the archive there, which you can find online a great deal of it these days with the Cista Riches Tópaire Dóchais online digitisation programme of many of the field recordings that Alan and others made. You can find the details of Jeannie's track there and the rest of tonight's music on the Radio 3 website. Just follow the links to the programme. So let's return to Sam himself now with the band, who tonight are Flora Curzon on violin, Josh Green on percussion, and John Whitten on piano. And it's rather appropriate that in a session where connection and the passing on of tradition, family connections, all those things, that we should come full circle and return to that Napoleonic ballad that Frieda Black gave us solo at the beginning of the programme. Here again then is Sam's turn on the Bonnie Bunch of Roses.
At his mother's knee, and he gripped his mother by the hand, saying, "Mother, I'll rise in the morning, I'll soon be able to command."
something on your father in St. Helena, where his body lies low. You soon shall follow after. Beware of the bonny bunch of roses, oh, his roses, oh. Some talk so venturesome, for England is the heart of oak. It's England and Ireland and Scotland and the universe. Their unity shall ne'er be broke. Covered by the grieving snow, Moscow was blazing. So he lost all his bonny bunch of roses, oh, his roses, oh, his roses, oh.
Absolutely fantastic, Sam Lee and friends, and the Bonny Bunch of Roses. Let you collect yourself, Sam.
We're having too much fun.
How do you go about taking, because we're in a unique situation here between beginning and end of the show here, of having heard inspiring singer and inspired artist from the source song to the finished arrangement. What goes into the process of creating a new setting for a song like that?
Wow. Well, the that song had its journey. It started actually in a Japanese radio station with Jonah Brody, who's a musician we've worked with, tinkling away on the ukulele, and suddenly that song just popped into my head. But at the same time, I was singing it with this Serbian cantor recording from the 1920s that, in this beautiful operatic kind of style with orchestra, scratchy old recording, also this song fitted, and all these things kind of came together, and went into the studio and took elements of these things that I'd stitched together, and then Josh brought this amazing percussion in, this military style, and we have willow flutes playing. It's kind of the fife and drumness I wanted to bring out, that side, but also the Russian aspect. So yeah, loads of different flavours, sometimes too many ingredients perhaps. And
it is almost operatic in its imagination, or your imagination is. You think it's a sort of very, I suppose it pulls out of these songs what is big stage about them.
Yeah, well, I think that's the wonderful thing about the unaccompanied voice and the listening to, is that what it allows is the imagination to fill in. And when I listen to people like Tony and Frieda and others sing, it allows that creativity to kind of to kind of flood in of how one can do their own arrangements and visually as well as instrumentally. So for me, teasing out some of those epic cinematic visions that I have of these songs is that's the fun. And that's, you know, that's what we, I think we all share much of that in the band, what we bring our own influences to it.
Well, your final song from the session tonight mm-hmm. is another classic song. Just tell us just a little bit about Blackbird.
Well, the Blackbird comes from Shropshire, this version. It's a Romany Gypsy approach with that great modality that is unlike that classic English "If I Were a Blackbird" tune that we were, in fact, Frida sings that. And you know, when I heard this tune, it was like, oh gosh, this is stunning. And it had such drama and such kind of grit to it, and I was really excited about giving a kind of that sort of pub piano feel. And we've kind of got this, I think we were more influenced by New, the kind of Germanic disco band on our approach to this than anything else. But
well, unleash it on us then.
With pleasure.
For it's of a young woman my fortune is hard, and I've been over courted by a rakish young lad, and I've kept my love's company night and by day, but now Johnny's listed and he's gone far away. For if I were a blackbird, I'd whistle, I'd sing, and I'd follow the ship that my true love sailed in. I among his mainmast I there build my nest, long night sure I gaze on his lily white breast. For my love's an old soldier, and he's neat, old and thin, there's none in the army come equal to him. With his red rosy cheeks and his curly black hair, his flattering tongue draws my heart to a snare. Oh, some
send him safe sailing and fair winds to blow. Here's adieu to my true love wherever he goes. Or if I were a blackbird, I'd whistle, I'd sing, I'd follow the ship that my true love sailed in. My true love sailed in.
Oh, how to wrap up a session. Fantastic stuff. Thank you so much to Sam Lee and to the band, Flora Curzon, Josh Green, John Whitten, and of course to Frida Black and to Tony Robertson for coming in for the session tonight. And do check out that gathering of the Song Collective in Stoke Newington tomorrow if you want to find out more about the whole history and background and culture behind the songs. Thanks to the Radio 3 crew tonight, to Martin Webb, James Birtwell, and Martin Appleby in the studio, and producer Felix Carey. I'm Mary-Ann Kennedy. I'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Do join Lopakatari next week with that very special Buena Vista farewell session. I'm going to leave you with another crowd-funded project, an album of music inspired by South American birdsong, raising money for conservation birding charities in Ecuador. Each of the artists have taken the birdsong of an endangered species in their own country and created a unique track around this. This comes from the Brazilians' Cielo Samples. I'll leave you with this. Good night. on 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 1 o'clock. Hello and welcome from me, Katriana Young, to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3, where we have a sort of radio partnership to begin with tonight, a concert by the Symphony Orchestra of Swedish Radio. They were playing at home in the Berwald Hall in Stockholm. Every concert they give there is broadcast live across Sweden. They gave this one in March 2014. Gershwin and Dvorak were both on the menu, and to open the proceedings, two Frenchmen, Ravel, inspired by his Baroque compatriot François Couperin. He wrote Le Tombeau de Couperin during the First World War, and as well as paying homage to the earlier composer, he dedicated each movement to the memory of a friend who died in the fighting